Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Tito's Handmade Vodka, and by Arlington Park. Gene McLean, the grand domo of all things related to the Press Box and to the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, which is growing by leaps and bounds every day. You can follow the progress at the PressBoxLTS.com. Joining us here, big holiday week coming up, but a big weekend of racing as well, Gene. And let's go out west.
Yeah, Buzzy, we're going to go out west to Del Mar. Sunny Del Mar, and they had a lot of rain out there of late. But Del Mar, there near San Diego, near Torrey Pines.
Where the surf meets the turf, right?
Absolutely, where Bing Crosby said the surf meets the turf.
Yes.
My lovely Leanne would question that it actually comes all the way up to the turf course, but, you know, it's close enough that Bean could sing about it, and of course, you know, it's almost quite Christmas time, so we can believe in it, right?
Right, exactly.
So the Native Diver, the Grade 3 Native Diver on Saturday, and we have an old familiar name, even though he's still a three-year-old. Roadster is going to be making a reappearance in the Native Diver on Saturday, Buzz.
Okay, so you take a look at the race. It's Roadster, as you mentioned, the 5-2 favorite, field of six, Grade 3, $100,000 Native Diver. And talk a little bit about Roadster, three-year-old son of Quality Road, and about what he's going up against in this race.
You know, here's a horse that really was considered and really truly should have been considered one of the top three-year-olds in the country as they embarked on the Triple Crown this spring, Buzzy. You know, he debuted at Del Mar, where he will be on Saturday, with a lot of fanfare. He won by 4 1/4 lengths in his initial start, came back in the Del Mar Futurity in his next start, finished third to game winner, was undefeated as a two-year-old, and was a two-year-old champion. He kind of turned the tables back on game winner in the Santa Anita Derby to start three-year-old campaign, but he finished 15th in the Kentucky Derby and, you know, really got some time off from trainer Bob Baffert after that, Buzz. I think it was good for him both physically and mentally, and came back. He was second to Mucho Gusto in the Affirm Stakes in June. He was nosed out for the win by Flagstaff in the Damascus Stakes in November on the Breeders' Cup undercard. But this horse, I think, is poised. I think he's ready. I think he's already proven to love the track there at Del Mar. I think he's going to be awful salty. He and Extra Hope are the only three-year-olds in the body of the race. But at this time of year, I really don't see a disadvantage for the three-year-olds taking on Odors. My favorite today in the Grade 3 Native Diver will be Roadster. I'm going to play him early. I'm going to play him often. I'm going to play him strongly.
I like it. I like it. I like it. Okay, Mr. McLean, so we go from Del Mar, but back here in Kentucky, especially at Churchill Downs, I think it's one of the best-kept secrets in the state, but the people who have gone for years and even decades say that there's nothing like Thanksgiving Day at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, and Buzzy, this has become a family tradition for me and Leanne and a lot of our friends. But I think now this will be close to, I think, our 10th consecutive Thanksgiving Day at Churchill Downs. It really has become a lot of fun and a lot of tradition, and you don't have any dishes to clean up
right
afterwards. But the food is just tremendous, especially when you consider that how many people are fed that day. And really, it's a great crowd. It's a great race card. Churchill's ending their 2019 racing season. Now it's fall. Now they have the May, starting in May, runs through June. They have the September meeting and now the November meeting. But this will conclude the weekend after Thanksgiving will conclude. And they get a lot of really nice two-year-old races, kind of stakes races. Big card on Thanksgiving Day. If you don't have a lot of family that will tie you down to the house, it is a great bunch of fun to go out to Churchill Downs on Thanksgiving Day.
And like so many other things, people, I think, sometimes get the impression that there's not availability, but the thing to do is to go to the website or call over to Churchill Downs today and get all the information on it. It is a fabulous, one of the many fabulous entertainment, hospitality things they do at Churchill.
Yeah, you know, Buzzy, you were so kind to join me and two of my other close
friends.
Special friends last week when we went up to the Starting Gate Suites. We had a group up there, and that venue has just become spectacular. I was talking to Kevin Taylor just the other day, and he said, you know, they originally had built the Starting Gate Suites just to have open during the Derby season.
Oh, my God.
To accommodate all the fans that wanted to utilize indoor space and those kind of accommodations. But they've been so popular, and really, as you well could tell, the angle of view and really how it looks over that first that final turn, coming out of the turn and headed towards that deep stretch. It's just a great venue. But, you know, Churchill Downs has done so much to improve the property, and, you know, they've got another big project to be building.
Yep.
A brand-new hotel there in the first turn.
Wow.
It only gets better, and maybe next Thanksgiving I'll be standing there in that hotel if I get to know somebody.
Let's go. We'll see if anybody's connected so that we can get there. But for now, that is the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, many things in my life I am thankful for. Right at the top of that list is my friendship with you, and here's wishing you and yours have a wonderful Thanksgiving celebration.
Well, absolutely, Buzzy. We have so many things to be thankful for that we take for granted.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And unfortunately, sometimes it takes events in your life to kind of grab you by the shoulders and shake you into reality. And there's been nobody that's helped me through the years, but particularly these last few years, as much as you, Buzzy. And you're not a friend, you're a brother, and I love you so much.
Love you, pal. Have a great weekend. Have a great holiday.
You as well, my friend.